The Torah in the beginning of Parshas Acharei Mos really discusses at length first the Isser for Aaron HaKohen and others to be allowed to go into Kodesh HaKadashim. And then we have a discussion about the Avodah that Kohen Gadol would do on Yom Kippur. What's interesting is the way that the Parsha of Acharei Mos begins. The name of the Parsha gives it away. And that is Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe, Acharei Mos Shnei Bnei Aaron, Bekarvasim Lifnei Hashem V'yamusu. Prior to telling Moshe to tell Aaron that the Kohen Gadol, no one's allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadashim except for Aaron HaKohen slash the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the Torah makes sure to give us a little bit of background. And the Torah tells us that this is mentioned specifically after the death of Aaron's two children. The Ramban points out, it seems like chronologically understands the Ramban, this is when it happened, that right after the death of Nadav and Avihu, there were a bunch of different sort of tzivuyim that went to Aaron, and one of those tzivuyim was this whole Isser of going into Kodesh HaKadashim, and presumably all that follows about the Avodah done on Yom Kippur, the one day when you're really allowed to enter into the Kodesh HaKadashim. What bothers the Mefarshim is why the need to mention it was Acharei Mos Shnei Bnei Aaron. Just tell us the Isser. What's the significance of telling us that it was specifically after Aaron's two children passed away, that specifically in that circumstance we needed to be able to be taught that they weren't allowed to go in? So we're going to mention four different suggestions why it's Acharei Mos Shnei Bnei Aaron. Some of them are well known, some of them a little bit less well known. They're all, I think, very important. Rashi tells us, as is, I think, somewhat famous. Rashi, in the beginning of the Parsha, tells us that what was happening was the following. You have Hashem wanted Aaron not to go into Kodesh HaKadashim. He wanted him to behave appropriately and properly, not to be too lax in his behavior relative to what Kodesh. And therefore, he wants to make sure that Aaron understands the gravity of the situation. It's one thing to tell someone, don't do something. It's much more intense when you say, don't do this, because if you do, well, look at those guys and what happened to them when they made that mistake. That was the subtle reference of Acharei Mos Shnei Bnei Aaron. Aaron's children messed up in regards to Mikdash. They were, I guess, a bit lax in their behavior of it. And therefore, Hashem said, Aaron, don't go into Kodesh HaKadashim. And he emphasized the Acharei Mos Shnei Bnei Aaron. You don't want to be like them. We know what happens when you mess up. We know what happens when you misbehave. And therefore, don't be like them. Therefore, don't make this mistake. The Kli Yakar seems to go maybe one step further. The Kli Yakar seems to say, at least some understand him like this, to go a bit further, which is, it's not just like a threat, but it's really the aftermath of seeing what happened with Nadav and Avihu, seeing the mistakes that they made, and the way that they treated the Beis HaMikdash, that Hashem said, you know what, I'm going to have to institute an Isser, V'al-Yavu B'chol Eis El-HaKodesh, don't quit the Kodesh HaKadashim. Isn't just a reminder, it was sort of what generated the need to establish such an Isser. When we see that people aren't taking it as seriously, people aren't connected enough to the Beis HaMikdash, so we're going to pause a little bit and say, don't go in. This is a bit of a mistake. We don't want you to go in so much so that you won't be too lax in your relationship to Mikdash. That, Derech Agav, I believe the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, is really the rationale behind all of Tumah and Tahara. That most of Tumah and Tahara is really centered around, like, a lot of the halachas, who can and who can't go into Beis HaMikdash, who can and who can't enter and partake in certain avodas. And a lot of that's because, says the Rambam, we didn't want Mikdash to be something that anyone could just go to whenever they wanted. We wanted Mikdash to be something that would be special and unique and not something you could frequent whenever you want. Because, and this we know, if people frequent it too often, we don't take it as seriously. We don't relate to that in the way that maybe we should. And for the Kli Yakar, that part of the response was seeing what happened. Nadav and Avihu was saying, we're not going to allow people to go in that often. We want people to take the Mikdash and the Mishkan seriously. We want to make sure that they're going to observe it in the best way that they possibly can. There are two additional pshatim. One, according to some Girsas in Rashi, he may have also. It's a Yerushalmi, I believe, in Meseches Yuma. The Meshech Chachma has a long discussion about it, which is we want to compare and here we're going to shift from some of the negative connotations to some of the more potentially positive ones. Acharei Mos Shnei Bnei Aaron, the death of Aaron's children, is the beginning, the introduction to the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Says the Yerushalmi the following, because just as Yom Kippur is able to provide kapara for Klal Yisrael, so too the Misa of Tzadikim can provide kapara for Klal Yisrael. That they both share, in a certain sense, the most Shnei Bnei Aaron. It's true they may have sinned, but they were also, Rashi points out, as do some others in Parsha Shmini, very holy also. And what seems to be going on, it may even be that because they were so kadosh, as the Mefarshim point out, they get judged very precisely. But it's the same way that the Misa of Tzadikim offers kapara, so does Yom Kippur offer kapara also. They both just give a certain sense of atonement. I believe that there are two ways of saying that, what exactly the comparison is. There are lots of things that give kapara. What's the link specifically between the death of Tzadikim and Yom Kippur? So you can go in two opposite directions. The Meshech Chachma, I believe, goes in a different direction. But one way of saying it is that they both just work and we don't really know why. There's just something about this, something mystical about this, that the death of Tzadikim does something for the world. The death Yom Kippur does something for it. And even if I don't fully engage in it, it just works and it happens, and we can't say we fully understand why that may be. There is, however, an additional interpretation, I believe some suggest, which is that both of them afford kapara, but only in certain circumstances. A Jew, for some days in Chazal, can go through Yom Kippur, but if you go through Yom Kippur with no tshuva at all, Yom Kippur won't provide you with a full kapara. You have to engage in it and learn from it and make sure that you are aware of the power of it. So too, some suggest when we say Misa Tzadikim is Mechaper, that the Misa itself is not enough to give us a kapara. What gives us a kapara is when we engage in the activity of understanding and learning about the mace. That if we understand the message of the Nifter, so then we are able to get kapara, the same way that if we work, delve, and understand the message of Yom Kippur, and do tshuva, Yom Kippur can give us kapara. Mahalach number one, Rashi, we want to give a bit of a warning. Don't go inside, take it seriously, don't be like them. Kliyakar, it's even because they did what they did, we have to make this Isser, to make sure people are going to behave appropriately. For the third Mahalach, they both give a form of kapara. There is a fourth idea in the Or HaChaim. It is an absolutely unbelievable idea. It is one that it's hard to fully explain. It's a very long piece, but it's one that is, I think, incredibly powerful, and at least for me in present circumstances, somewhat comforting. V'hameh v'nyavin. Says the Or HaChaim the following suggestion. Acharei mot shnei bnei Aharon, the death of Aharon's children, was a kapara. It was something which allowed Aharon HaKohen and others to be able, on some level, to achieve a bit of atonement. Sometimes someone gets taken from us and it provides a certain kind of atonement for others. Says the Or HaChaim the following indescribably beautiful idea. The entire avoda of Yom Kippur, of going into Beis HaMikdash, of going into Kodesh HaKadashim, would never have been able to be true. Aaron would have never been worthy of entering into Kodesh HaKadoshim if not for the kapara that was caused as a result of the Misa of Nadav and Avihu. That when his children passed away, that in a certain sense opened up certain doors for him. That Misa was a tragic Misa, a Misa of Vayidom Aharon. Aaron was silent and did not question. But it was a Misa which, tragic and terrible as it was, at the same time brought into this world a form of kapara that allowed us to have the avoda of Yom Kippur. The avoda of Yom Kippur which provides kapara for all of Klal Yisrael. The avoda of Yom Kippur which allows Aharon HaKohen to go to places he otherwise would not have been able to go to enter into Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's the opposite in many ways of the Kliyakar. For the Kliyakar, it's because they went in, we have an Isser all year round. For the Or HaChaim, it's because they passed away, we are zoche to at least be able to go in, to at least be able to go in on Yom Kippur. That the Misa afforded and affected a change in the way that things were going to be functioning, and then suddenly we were going to be able to enter, albeit limited, but at least in a very, very powerful way. So in a certain sense, a very, I think, important idea for us to be able to reflect upon. Acharei mot shnei bnei Aaron, Aaron is told you can't go in, but you can on Yom Kippur. Either it's an intense warning, it's a fallout of a very intense punishment, of they messed up and therefore we can't go in, take it more seriously, don't be too lax with your relationship to Mikdash. Or it's the same way that Yom Kippur provides kapara, sort of the Misa of Tzadikim, the same way, or for the Or HaChaim, the Misa of certain Tzadikim allows us to enter places, to reach levels, tragic and terrible as it is. But a little bit of a nechama is sometimes it allows us to go to places, to be worthy of things that otherwise we would not have been able to be worthy, to be worthy to get. I'll just share, tomorrow, the next day, are Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaAtzmaut. Yom HaZikaron is when it, day when we reflect upon Misa of certain very, very righteous people. And we hope that that can be a bit of a kapara and that we can learn from it. We hope that that allows us to reach better, higher madregas than we otherwise would have been able to reach. That's our tefillah and our bracha. And we hope as well that when we celebrate a Yom HaAtzmaut, that we don't take for granted opportunities to be in Eretz Yisrael. And so few of us now can to take for granted that and to appreciate the wonderful zchus of Eretz Yisrael and all that means. And sometimes, v'al-yavu b'chol eis el kodesh, we can't always go in whenever we want, but we really wait for the day when we can. We honor the memory of those who have passed away, and we embrace the opportunity through their zchus, to be able to fully, at some point, return, for so many of us, el ha-kodesh, into the world of Eretz Yisrael. Shkai, guys, have a great rest of your day.